Now this morning, I want to address being watchful in a sleepy world. If you just take a moment and think about the things that people of this world do and why they do them, it might make you think a little bit because, you know, we're told in the Bible as Christians that we need to watch. And when you think about the things that people do in this world, all the fun, quote unquote, that they're having, you know, you can say that they're probably a little bit sleepy spiritually. And so I want to ask the question as we began, have you ever been told to watch something, whether you were a kid and maybe your dad left the house for a little while and he said, son, I want you to watch this, or daughter, I want you to watch this or that. Were you responsible enough to do so? Maybe you weren't all the time as a kid, but as you got older, you know, you might have thought, you know, maybe I should obey my parents and watch over this. And this morning, I want you to consider the responsibility of watching over your own soul. And so, if you would please turn to Luke chapter 12, we'll read verses 35 through 40. This will kind of be the main verses that we have to read this morning. Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. Luke chapter 12, 35 through 40. Says, let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Verse 38 says, and if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. But be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. So here, in this parable of the watchful servant, Jesus makes several comparisons. Jesus says, let your loins be girded about, which just means to fasten your belt. He says, and your light's burning. So we're told that we need to be ready to go on a trip. We need to have our belts fastened so that we won't be, I've totally lost the word there, but so that we will be ready and our light's burning so that we can be ready to go out and to this trip and to this journey. And Jesus said that those servants are blessed when he comes and finds them watching. You know, are we watching for Jesus to come back? Are we living a life that says, Jesus, I'm watching, I'm waiting for you? You know, we need to live each and every day doing so because, like Jesus says, we won't know when he will come back. Like he addressed in verse number 40. And he compared that to, he said, if the master of the house knew when a thief was going to come to break in, then the thief wouldn't even be able to get in the house in the first place. Because that's how thieves are. You know, thieves do their work at night. They don't want to be seen. They want you to, you know, just be there asleep and not knowing that anything's even going on. And so, you know, we always need to be ready for when Jesus comes back. Because he will come back as a thief in the night. And so, this morning I want to look at several things. I want to look at spiritual slumber, being watchful, the blessings it will bring, and also why we need to be watchful. So first let's look at a spiritual slumber. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. It says, in that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is your salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Now Paul was writing here, he said, now is the time to awake out of spiritual slumber. And he talks a little bit about spiritual slumber. He says, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. These are just a few of the ways that we can be asleep spiritually. He tells us to write off those works of darkness and unrighteousness and evil. He lists drunkenness and rioting. He lists filthiness, fighting, envy, sexual immorality. No, those are just a few of the things that can trap us in spiritual sleepness. And also, he says that we don't even need to put ourselves in positions to fall for those things. And so, no, we can't do this to ourselves, or we will be in spiritual slumber, and we can be in very severe danger of losing our souls. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34, Paul writes to the brethren there, he says, "Awake to righteousness, and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." No, Paul just says, awake to righteousness. Being righteous is being spiritually awake, and being sinful is to be spiritually asleep. Now, if we are dwelling in the sins that we should put away, that just causes us to go farther into a much deeper sleep that will be much more difficult for us to get out of. So what happens if we stay asleep spiritually throughout our lives? Let's look at Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 30. Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 30. Jesus says, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is at the end of the parable of the talents, when the servant who was given one talent just went and buried it in the ground. And he came to his master with just that one talent, and he says, "You know, here it is, have that is thine." And the master was very upset with this servant, because the servant, you know, didn't really do anything with this talent. He just went and hid it and went on his way in his normal life. And this slothful servant was called wicked because, you know, he didn't do what his master wanted him to do, which was to multiply. And the end result for that servant was being cast into outer darkness. And, you know, that's just another way that we can be asleep spiritually, is just, you know, living this life, you know, day by day, going through the motions, not really trying to multiply and be fruitful in the kingdom of God. And if we do so, and if we, you know, just kind of slumber around, then we will be cast into that outer darkness, which we do not want to be at. And so now I want to talk about being watchful. And Mark chapter 13, this is Mark's account of this parable. Mark chapter 13, verse 36 and 37. It says, "Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." If it wasn't obvious before, I hope that it is obvious now. No, we're clearly commanded to be watchful. Jesus says, "I say to you all, watch." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 6 and 7. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 6 and 7 says, "Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night." Here Paul writes, instead of being asleep, that we need to be awake spiritually. He says we need to watch and to be sober minded. He talks about that those that sleep, they sleep in the night. Those that get drunk, they usually get drunk at night. And so that kind of is a good comparison there. Those that sleep do it in the night. If we're spiritually asleep, then we're probably not doing the right thing, and we're in that darkness. And he compares that to like being drunk and in the darkness. It's an evil thing to do. And if we're spiritually asleep, then we are in that darkness as well. And so if we find ourselves dozing off in our day-to-day walks, then we need to awake ourselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter... That's the wrong button. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse number 13. Paul writes, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong." Now here we're told to watch by standing fast in the faith, having our roots grounded deep in the teachings of Jesus and in the Bible. Now we're told if we root ourselves deep in the Word, then it'll be much harder for us to be pulled or to be moved, maybe to a different evil way. And so if we are doing so, if we are standing fast in the faith, if we are being strong in God's word, you know, reading his word day to day and praying, then it will keep our faith strong and we will be much stronger in God's word so that we may not, you know, be moved easily by the things of this world. And now at this time, I want to talk about the blessings of being watchful. Jesus told us more than once, we can read it in Matthew, Mark, and Luke about this parable, that the servant who is watchful would be blessed. And if we are watchful as servants, then we should be expecting to gain something from, you know, being watchful. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 14, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 14, it says, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless." So if we are spiritually awake from day to day, you know, this can lead us to being diligent, to be looking through God's word each and every day. And, you know, this is a great blessing because it keeps us busy in the word of God. We may not have as much time to wander off in darkness than we used to. And continually searching his word and doing good works to others. You know, that's a great blessing that we can have. And having this want and desire can lead us into even more blessings, such as being an elder in the church, maybe. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, it says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." So if we are truly watchful, then we can be a great influence in the church. You know, you don't have to be an elder just to be a great influence. If you're a woman in the body of Christ, you can be a great influence just by being there with a ready smile and an open hug. No, you can have a great influence in someone's life because of your diligence, because of your spiritual awakeness. And it talks about how, you know, they are great examples to the church and they're feeding the flock. You know, we can be great examples in the church as well if we are diligent and if we look through God's word and if we try to do the things that he has commanded us to do. And also, as being awakened Christians, then we can fight off Satan through this life. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. Paul writes, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing." Here Paul is nearing the end of his journey here on earth. He's ending his life. And what he tells Timothy, he says, "I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course." And, you know, why, how did Paul finish, you know, this is his course? How did he fight a good fight? Because he was spiritually awake. And we can be spiritually awake too. And we can finish our course. We can fight a good fight. We can keep the faith. And what was Paul's reward? He said that he will have a crown of righteousness in heaven. And so we can also have that blessing too. Paul said, no, he's not going to be the only one who receives this blessing. But he says, to all those that love his appearing, to all those that keep his commandments. And so what a great blessing that is. You know, if we're spiritually awake, you know, that's just a great feeling that if we keep God's commandments, if we do our best, if we keep the faith, you know, we can have a home with God in heaven. You know, how wonderful of a blessing that is. So why do we need to be watchful? We addressed this a little bit earlier about, you know, Jesus coming like a thief in the night. And Jesus talked about the head of the house and how if he knew that the thief was coming, then the thief wouldn't be able to get into the house. You know, if a thief came to you today and said, "All right, I'm going to come at your house at about 8:25 this evening, and I'm going to rob you," you know, what are you going to do? You're probably going to be standing there with a gun, I don't know, but you're going to be ready to get that thief out of your house. And Jesus is going to come back in a thief-like fashion, I suppose. But the reason why we need to be watchful is because Satan is ready to devour you at any time. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Now, Satan is ready at any time to get you to fall asleep spiritually. You know, he knows our weaknesses, and he wants to try to exploit those weaknesses. And we need to be watchful so that we won't let our guard down, so we won't let Satan devour us. We won't let him get away with causing us to sin. And so we won't be watchful or ready for that day that Jesus comes back if Satan has a strong hold on us and if we're in a deep spiritual sleep. And so the reason why we need to be watchful and not let Satan grab a strong hold of us is because, as we talked about earlier, because the return of Jesus. We won't know when that day will come. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 10 says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." So we won't be, or we should be ready, but we won't know when Jesus will come back. Now, we don't want to be caught off guard like that lazy servant was. You know, he was probably a little bit surprised that his Lord had came back. And, you know, he was fearful. And so we don't need to have that fear of dying. We need to go in, you know, with confidence like Paul did, saying, "I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith." He was ready to go to Jesus. He loved his appearing. And we need to be ready too. And if we're watchful, then we truly will be ready for that. And so we now know how, we now should understand how important it is to be watchful servants. Now, being watchful includes not being asleep, but we need to exercise that awakeness. We need to exercise being strong in the faith. We need to read God's word. We need to study it diligently. We need to pray to God. We need to do good works to other people. And the watchful servant will be a very blessed one. You know, they might not only be a great influence in this church and be a blessing to people around them, but that they might receive a home in heaven. And the joy and the happiness is all endless in heaven. And we also need to watch because we don't know when the end will be. That's the most important thing. And because it will come suddenly like a thief in the night. And so I want to ask you this morning, have you been a watchful servant to Jesus? Now, we all mess up from day to day, but are you truly trying? Are you truly being watchful?